Well, this is the second of our thoughts for the day that we're doing, foraying out into the world of Facebook. After last week's one, some of you were kind enough to respond back to me. It's lovely to hear from you. Friends just inside the county of Derbyshire, others in East Anglia, some in Italy, and we heard also from people in the United States. So thank you very much for your encouragement. And in a way, what I'm speaking about today ties up a little bit with this idea of our thinking of each other at this time when we're shut in, locked down, staying at home. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 1 we are told that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And he goes on to say there is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. And then down in verse 7 it says, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Well, we'll leave aside the hate part of it and the war part of it for now. But that time for peace and that time for love, well, people are saying that this time that we have indoors gives us a little extra time to think about people. Unhurried moments where, in our prayers, we can recall more people perhaps than we usually would think about. And this has been something very encouraging to us, and very positive for us, that God has perhaps given us this season in order to remember people, that when we're busy, when we're out and about and doing our usual activities, that we forget. And so it's a helpful time to just remember different people. You know, when Paul was in prison and the Philippians wrote to him and sent him a gift, and he reflected upon that he hadn't actually heard from them for a while, but he said that you surely did care, but you lacked the opportunity. When the opportunity arose, there they were, friends to him, sending him a gift indeed, praying for him. And he felt very touched by that fellowship. And that's something that we can enjoy at this season too. People may ask us in years to come, I don't know, Granddad, what did you do during the pandemic? And we'll be saying, well, we stayed at home, which sounds pretty feeble and we feel a bit fraudulent saying it. But actually it's a time when we can serve each other, serve God, through making it a time to love. I was very touched actually just yesterday that a friend was in touch with me, evangelist, and loves the Lord, loves the gospel, and we refreshed each other's souls, speaking on the phone, but it was as if we were sat there next door to each other, sharing the things of Christ together. And as we finished, well, I found myself nearly in tears as I thought of my friend and thought of the one that he represents and whom he preaches. So, as we have perhaps a time to love in our prayers, writing those letters, sending those emails, making those phone calls that we just never got round to doing before, well, may God bless us and encourage us, and God willing, we'll do another of these thoughts for the day in a week or so's time. Thank you. Bye for now.